Chapter 12. The Thief is Caught. It wasn't easy for Jonah to go to the school principal. He didn't like giving information about other students, but now that he knew who the thief was, he couldn't hide it. After Principal Glenn listened to Jonah's story, he made a phone call, and before Jonah knew what was happening, he was on his way to the police station. There, he told his story again, and a man called Detective Roberts took notes in his notebook, asking him questions from time to time. After that, the detective phoned Principal Glenn and got some information from him about the missing computer parts. It was nearly 5 o'clock when Detective Roberts drove with Jonah to West Hills. It was a new neighborhood with beautiful houses, each with a garden and a garage for two cars. They knocked on the door of a house with large windows and a silver sports car in front of the door. A pretty woman with brown hair opened the door. "Yes," she said. "Mrs. Haney?" "I'm Detective Roberts," the detective said. "I'd like to speak to Eric." "Oh, dear," Mrs. Haney said. "Eric hasn't done anything bad, has he? Come in." They went inside, and Jonah looked around. The Haney's house was full of beautiful furniture and expensive paintings. The rooms were large and comfortable. "Eric is in his room," Mrs. Haney said. "I'll call him." She went down the hall, and Jonah heard her calling, "Eric! Eric!" Then louder, "Eric! Where are you?" Jonah and Detective Roberts waited, but there was no answer. Suddenly, Jonah heard a noise at the back of the house. It wasn't very loud. In fact, it sounded like someone was trying to be very quiet. Detective Roberts heard it too. He and Jonah looked at each other with sudden suspicion. Then, without a word, they both ran out of the house to look for the source of the noise. "Ow!" they heard when they got to the back of the house. "Ow!" It was Eric, trying to get out of a small bathroom window. He was half in, half out of the window, but his jeans were caught on a nail, and he was trying to get free. When he saw Jonah and Detective Roberts, he made one last big effort. There was a loud noise of jeans tearing, and Eric fell to the ground. Detective Roberts ran forward and caught him. "Where do you think you're going?" he asked. "I came to talk to you." Eric was holding the top of his trousers together. "I don't want to talk to anyone," he protested. "I want to be alone." "Sorry," the detective replied. "You can be alone later when you've answered my questions. Let's go inside. First, I want to see your skates." Eric looked angry, but he did as he was told. When they were all inside the house again, Eric went to his room and brought Detective Roberts his skates. Jonah recognized them immediately. They were new and very expensive. "These are the skates," Jonah exclaimed. "I saw them outside the maths and science classrooms yesterday evening." Eric turned to him. "You're crazy," he shouted. "You're just angry because I won the fight." Detective Roberts turned to him. "Eric, where were you yesterday evening?" he asked.
"Me? I was skating," Eric answered, "at Newfield Center."
"Was anyone with you?" the detective asked.
"Sure," said Eric. Rob Collins was there."
"Okay, give me his phone number," Detective Roberts said. "I'll phone him and check."
"Wait a minute," Eric replied. "I just remembered. Yesterday, I waited for Rob, but he didn't come."
Detective Roberts turned to Mrs. Haney. "Do I have your permission to search Eric's room?" he asked. Mrs. Haney nodded her head sadly.
"Yes, of course," she said, and she took Detective Roberts upstairs to Eric's room.
When they returned a few minutes later, the detective was holding a black plastic bag. "I found computer parts in your room," he said, looking at Eric. "They've got the same registration numbers as the broken computers at Newfield High. Can you explain how they got here?"
Eric's face became white, but he didn't say anything.
"You've got big problems," Detective Roberts continued. "I suggest you tell me everything now. I know you didn't do this alone. Who were you working with?"
Eric looked at the detective, at his mother, and then at Jonah. They stared at him without a word. Suddenly, Mrs. Haney said, "If Eric has taken something, we'll pay for it. Isn't that enough?" Detective Roberts didn't answer, and after a minute, Eric spoke. "We had an agreement," he said slowly. "It was a business agreement, but it was fun, too. I took the parts, we sold them together, and we each got half the money. He could get to the computers easily because of his job, but he thought people might be suspicious of him, so he wanted me to take the CPUs while he was with other people." Eric paused. "Later, he had the idea about sending the emails with Mr. Bird's address." Jonah knew who it was before he even heard the name. He was right. It was Tyler. When Eric finished telling his story, Detective Roberts got up.
"You're coming with me to the police station," he said to Eric. "You'll have to make a statement, and we're going to bring Tyler Foote to the station, too."
He took Eric's arm, and they went outside. Jonah and Mrs. Haney followed. As Eric got into Detective Roberts' car, he looked at Jonah with a defiant smile.
"At least I had a good time," he said, "and Valerie prefers me."
Then he closed the door with a bang, and the car left.